Okay, okay, first things first.
This is the first day of my life.
First time.
First time.
The first time.
Just like seeing her for the first time.
My first.
Yes, we're all about those formative moments. And Michelle, you've chosen to take us back this morning to your first time shooting a festival. So where were you at in your career at this point?
I would have been shooting for a really short period of time, maybe 6 months or so. And Superfest was a festival, like a big hip-hop festival that we used to have in Australia. And all of the best, like, hip-hop and R&B artists would be playing this festival. And I had no idea how you get to shoot a festival. It was fine to shoot local artists because, you know, you start to know people and you word of mouth and you ask someone to get in contact with them. So it's kind of an easier process. But, like, these were all international artists. So I was like, I don't know how to contact these people. I don't know how to get on a list here. So the only, like, logical way, this is kind of how my brain works. I'm like, oh, I'll just contact the artist direct on Twitter, because most people at that stage, it was like one of the first social media platforms where artists were running their own accounts. And so for me, it was like, oh, I could just tweet a bunch of artists and see if anyone replies. Like, I mean, it made sense to me. Like,
and I feel like that's coming back in, but maybe at that time that was rogue.
Oh, totally, totally rogue. Absolutely, like, unheard of. Like, you definitely don't do that. But and so obviously being a huge hip hop fan, I was like, oh, Naughty by Nature is on the lineup. I've loved them since the mid 90s. So I'm going to reach out to them and just see what happens. So I just tweeted and was like, hey, do you need a photographer for your set? And then I got a reply from Vin, and he said, yeah, sure, like, I'll put you on the list. And I was like, oh, first of all, that they even replied was mind-blowing. So you have to understand, at this point, I hadn't worked with, you know, all of the artists that I've worked with now. This was like the first kind of international artist that had ever kind of responded or taken an interest. So I was like blown away. This was like wild to me. And obviously a band, you know, a group that I really loved. So they said that they would put me on the list. And then lo and behold, I rock up to the festival and I'm on the list.
So did you ever get to meet the band at the festival, or were you just straight?
Okay. No, I did.
Oh my gosh. It's crazy to me that they just went, like, sure, we'll take a chance.
So back then, I mean, this would never happen then, but I had a triple A pass. So usually what would happen is you'd get like a press pass and you would be able to shoot the first three songs and then that, you know, you'd go back into the festival or whatever. But I had a triple A pass, so it meant I could go backstage. It meant I could go like everywhere. So yeah, I totally met them. I was a massive fan of Tretch, who's like, especially in the 90s, like such a babe. And I was just like, oh my God, like 16-year-old me is dying right now. And you know, they just bring it every time they perform. So it was like such an amazing set. And then also I got to shoot the entire festival as well. So, you know, there was, God, I can't even remember all of the bands, like Kelly Rowlands and Chris Brown and The Game and like huge artists, you know, think about like 2012 kind of hip hop era. So it was, I think 50 Cent, like Ice Cube, I think was playing as well. I can't remember everybody, but it was just like, everybody that I really loved, and I'm like backstage, just like random chick photographer is like, you know, hanging out with all these artists and stuff. It was very surreal, but also I think it really gave me that little spark to like keep going. Then like you have an experience like that and you're like, oh my God, I want this to happen all the time, even though it doesn't really ever happen like that. Like it's pretty rare, that experience, but yeah, it was a great first for me, that's for sure.
Exactly. I know the fact that you're kind of talking about that really, you know, set a fire under my ass. But this was your first festival working with these huge acts. So what song by Naughty by Nature kind of takes you back to that moment?
The song for me is definitely OPP. They have a bunch of songs that I think, you know, anyone from like the mid-90s would remember, especially like Hip Hop Array. But OPP, there's like a couple of verses where they explain what OPP means, but one of the verses says it means other people's property. So it's literally a song about cheating. And it's like sneaking around and like trying not to get caught.
Well, I feel as if it could also be a little bit fitting, sneaking around. You got yourself in a little bit of hot water by shooting this festival. We're going to find out what happened right after this. This is Naughty by Nature, OPP. Michelle Grace Hunter joins you for my first on Triple J. Get out with OPP. To the festival by tweeting at the band and saying, hey, do you need a photographer for your set? They said, yes, you get in. But the festival itself wasn't too happy about that. What happened?
Yeah, so I, once I was shooting a little bit longer and I started to know who the publicist was for that particular festival, she was awesome and really gave me a lot of information because it's like a lot of it, this sort of stuff, you just don't know. But she was like, that's probably not the best way of going about it. And if it had been a different publicist, you definitely could have got in trouble or blacklisted. There's kind of like a protocol that you do for shooting a festival. Usually it's you have to be shooting for a publication and you have to prove that it's going to, the photos are going to be published somewhere. For in this instance, I was shooting for the band essentially. I was shooting for myself, but the band had kind of allowed me to come in. And there's like kind of different ways to get into festivals, and one of them is shooting for a band. But in that instance, like when I shoot for Rule, like I'm with Rule's team, like we go together, where, you know, this was like a totally different situation. It's like they just kind of put me on a list and in I came. It was like, I wasn't really an official band photographer, if that makes sense. So it's not really the right way of doing it. And I do encourage like younger photographers to kind of go through the right channels, because you don't want to get blacklisted or you know, you don't want a bad name.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you were still green at this point. You'd only been 6 months in. So you're kind of trying to help out budding music photographers, because there is no rule book, but in a way you're kind of teaching them some of the lessons that you learned along the way. Tell us about your masterclass.
Yeah, this is one of the ways that I kind of stayed busy and, you know, during COVID when I wasn't able to shoot. But I wrote an entire masterclass, which is basically everything that I've learned in the last 10 years, the do's and the don'ts. And this is a really good example of probably wouldn't do it this way again. I'd probably go through the right channels. But because there's such a lack of information, what usually happens is you have to make a mistake to learn. Mm. Somebody will tell you off, or you do have to get blacklisted or something. This is because people don't know. So I'm so passionate about teaching the future generation of music photographers. Like, this is the kind of protocol. These are like the unwritten rules. Even things like you should always wear black. Like, it sounds really simple. Such a simple thing, but nobody tells you that. So you don't know unless somebody's like, what the hell are you doing wearing white? And, you know, all of a sudden you're shooting on stage and you stand out, and it's just, you're not meant to stand out at all. So little things like that.
So good. Michelle Grace Hunter is with you on Triple J. If people want to check out the masterclass, where should they go?
Yeah, it's just mghmasterclass.com. There's also information just on my website, which is michellegracehunter.com. So you can find all of my links and socials and, yeah. Okay,
first things first. This is the first day of my life.
First time.
Just like seeing her for the first time again.
My first.